Light the Dynamite by Ecstasis Wings. Read by Mist Marauder. Buck is in the dark. He's been in the dark long enough that he's lost track of time. His skin buzzing with anticipation. Ears straining for the scrape of a key turning the lock. The click of the front door. The heavy tread of footsteps. His arms ache a little from holding them above his head to grip the headboard. His muscles tired from the long shift that came before. He's not bound. He could put his arms down. He could take the blindfold off until he actually heard the front door. Pretend he had been waiting like that the entire time. Eddie wouldn't know. Lie. Of course Eddie would know. Eddie always knows. And more importantly, Buck would know what he did or didn't do. Besides, that isn't the game. Buck shivers as he thinks back to earlier in the day, at the way Eddie snapped his name like a whip across the radio when he did exactly what Eddie and Bobby both had told him not to do. At the frosty, "Glad to hear it, Firefighter Buckley." When Buck called dispatch back to tell Eddie he was fine, if a little bruised. At the way Eddie had called him at the end of the shift, voice low and quiet and commanding, hooking deep beneath Buck's skin and stealing the breath from his lungs until all he could manage was a rasping acknowledgement before hanging up. "I want you naked and waiting for me on the bed. Hands above your head. There's a blindfold in the nightstand, and don't even think about touching yourself." The front door opens. Buck's breath catches. His fingers tighten on the headboard. Footsteps. Silence. All the blood in Buck's body rushes south as he licks his suddenly dry lips and waits. It could be seconds, or minutes, or an hour more. But finally, the bedroom door clicks open, and... "So you do know how to follow instructions," Eddie says. The edge in his voice not quite sharp enough to cut, but a warning nonetheless. "I was wondering." "Eddie, no." The edge sharpens, and even with Eddie across the room, Buck can feel it like a physical thing, dragging across his skin, pressing against his throat. That voice could slice him to ribbons. He wants it to. "No," Eddie repeats, and Buck can tell he's moved closer. "I'm talking now, and you're going to lie there and listen. And this time, there's no radio to hang up. You're going to do what I say and take what I decide to give you. Is that clear?" Buck feels like he's inhaled fire with how rapidly his mouth goes dry, heat flooding through his veins and licking down his throat. He has to swallow several times before he can choke out a response. "Yes." "Yes, what?" It's low and dark, a shadow in his ears, and Buck shivers again. "Yes, sir." A hand ghosts over his chest. Buck whines and arches into it before he can stop himself. Eddie's touch vanishes as quickly as it came, and his tongue clicks in censure. "So needy for it, aren't you? But do you really think you've earned that?" Buck squeezes his eyes shut behind the blindfold. "No, sir. No." Even as Eddie says it, though, his finger traces the line of Buck's collarbone, the faintest reward for his honesty. "You haven't been very good today. fighting me, ignoring me, getting yourself hurt. No, you haven't been very good at all. I can be, Bug promises. I can be good for you. Let me be good for you, Eddie, please. He's cut off when Eddie kisses him. Hard and punishing, and exactly what Buck's wanted all day. Buck can taste the desperation in it. The need. The biting crush of fear. Eddie's hands tremble as they slide down Buck's chest. Fingers gently searching out the sore places so he knows where to avoid. The places that remind them both that Buck came home. That he's alive. That the click of a radio hanging up wasn't the last thing Eddie ever had of him. Buck thinks he understands why Eddie told him to wear the blindfold. To give Eddie some plausible deniability. As he struggles to wrest back control after being shaken to his core. Buck is more than happy to let him have that. Would be happy to give more. To give anything. He doesn't know how to say that he was scared too. That he needs this just as much. So instead, he doesn't speak and just kisses Eddie back. Eddie swears as he wrenches his mouth away. Buck's hands flex on the headboard, but he doesn't let go even though he's dying to touch Eddie in return. Eddie hums approvingly as his lips graze Buck's throat. Then he shifts his weight so he's straddling Buck's chest, his knees fitting into the space left open by Buck's raised arms. This close, Buck can feel the full heat of Eddie's body, can inhale the familiar scent of his skin. He's fairly certain that if he shifted forward, he would be able to taste. You want to be good for me? Eddie rasps, and Buck nods swiftly. Please, 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 please. Eddie's thumb passes over Buck's lip. Buck's tongue flicks out to swirl against the pad of it. Well then. Eddie's thumb withdraws, only to be replaced by the head of his cock. Thick and hard, and slick at the tip where it rests against Buck's lips. This time, when his tongue sweeps out, he tastes bitter fluid. Buck moans and opens his mouth so that Eddie can slide inside. His own cock aches, heavy between his thighs, as Eddie slides against his tongue. Eddie thrusts shallowly, careful not to choke him. Not that Buck would mind if he did. But it's still very clear who is in control. Especially when Eddie's hands come up to cover Buck's wrists, pinning him even more firmly against the headboard. And God, Buck loves it. He sucks Eddie's cock the best he can with no leverage, rubs his tongue against the underside of the head, hums an encouragement. He can feel when Eddie's thrusts speed up, when they become less controlled. He can tell when Eddie's close, and he wants... Eddie pulls away before he comes, and Buck strains against Eddie's hold on his wrists with a strangled noise of protest. Please, he begs. Let me take it. Let me make you come. Let me. What did I say earlier? Eddie asks, as he slides off the bed entirely. Buck misses his weight. You said a lot of things, Buck replies. A drawer opens. A cap clicks. Eddie lets out a long, slow exhale. I said. His breath hitches in a way that instantly draws Buck's focus. There's a slick sound, and Eddie groans, low and sweet, before he continues. I said, you're going to take what I decide to give you. another noise, and then Buck's brain connects the dots. He swears loudly as want sparks through him like lightning. He may be trapped in the dark, but in his mind's eye, he can imagine the sight. Eddie's fingers slick with lube, sliding in and out of his own body, stretching himself open. Is he teasing himself? Is he rushing to the bare minimum because he's too eager to wait? How many fingers does he have stuffed inside? Buck can't tell just from the sounds alone. Please, Buck repeats, the word barely a whisper. Please, sir. That seems to do it. The sounds stop. Eddie's slick hand slides over Buck's cock, coating it liberally with lube and making Buck hiss. Yes. Don't come, Eddie orders, as he straddles Buck once more. Not until I do. He doesn't wait for an answer before he sinks down and takes Buck's cock to the hilt. Buck bites his lip almost hard enough to bleed as Eddie rides him. He's been hard pretty much since he left the station, and Eddie feels so good that Buck is dizzy with it. But he tries not to think about that, instead thrusting up and dangling his hips to find the spots that make Eddie gasp. Can I touch you? Buck pants, desperate as his toes curl. Please, can I? Yes. The word is barely out of Eddie's mouth before Buck releases the headboard and brings one hand to Eddie's hip, the other to his cock, stroking roughly until Eddie makes a choked sound and spills over Buck's fingers. It's not a moment too soon, because Buck arches up under him to steal a kiss, and a few thrusts later, surrenders to his own release. They collapse onto the mattress in a sweaty, sticky heap, Buck's clean hand trailing up and down Eddie's spine. Eventually, Eddie reaches up and pushes the blindfold off of Buck's face. There you are, Buck murmurs. Here I am, Eddie replies. Something like uncertainty passes over his face, and he ducks his head to press a kiss to Buck's neck to hide it. Hey. Buck tips Eddie's chin up with one finger. I'm sorry for earlier. I know. Eddie swallows and looks away. I'm sorry, too, for... He waves a hand. Buck's eyebrows shoot up. This? Buck huffs a laugh. Eddie, you don't ever have to apologize for taking me for a ride. If you didn't notice, I was into it. Yeah? Yeah. When Buck kisses him, Eddie sighs and presses into it. His arms wrap around Buck, and they shift around so that Eddie can stretch out against his back and hold him close. You're really okay? Eddie asks. I'm really okay, Buck promises. Eddie still doesn't let go for a long time. The end.